Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little John Mellencamp bringing us back. A little Heartland rock and roll there. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show on Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you for joining me. Having a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore, one of our top financial experts in the Brain Trust and an original founding member. Also, one of our great moralists, one of our great philosophers in the Brain Trust, the author of Look Up America, Gary Moore. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Gary, when we went to the break, I was saying that we're at a point in America that I believe it would only be rivaled since the founding of the nation and since we got it established, I'm going to say post-revolution. The only time, in my opinion, that where things internally have been more unsettled was in the 1860s, in the 1860s. And I believe what's going on right now, not violence, not like a civil war, not that bad. I don't mean that, but I mean in terms of the way the populace is bifurcated, so to speak, split apart. I think what's going on here is we've lost confidence in so many institutions. Gary, even as you and I were growing up, even when the economy came and went, or people lost their jobs, or we had disasters, we still always felt we could count on the Senate and the House, the President, General Motors, Wall Street. We could count on Lehman Brothers. We had institutions that seemed to transcend all of those times. We've lost so many institutions, or we've lost our confidence in so many institutions, Gary. I think that's where there's a lot of anxiety over that. What do you think?
Oh, there's no question about it, Jim. If you look at the opinion polls, I mean, Congress is as low as I think it's actually beneath used car dealers. Not to say anything about used car dealers, but the perception there. But yes, every institution. And Jim, what saddens me is I think that is also true with the church. So we have so many.
That's a perfect. I didn't say it, but I should have. Look at the stuff that's been going on. In the last 20 years with the child, the pedophilia.
Molestation, and it's not only that.
Those are institutions.
We have TV preachers today. I know of one that drives not one but two Rolls Royces. I mean, I cannot imagine Jesus Christ riding around in a Rolls Royce, much less two.
Right.
We've sold the gospel down the road for wealth.
What's the answer?
Power.
Man? What's the answer? Do you think it's because we have, you know, some people think there's a war on Christianity right now in America. Some people think that we've become a secular nation. Is that what you agree with that?
I think we're headed toward becoming a secular nation. What we have today, in my opinion, is the studies tell us we're still nominally Christian. We still go to church much more than other nations, European nations,
but not as
for
much
example.
As we used to.
Not as much as we used to, yes, it's true. In fact, The Economist magazine, Jim, I just sent out to all my friends, and I should have sent it to you. I never thought about it. These are to my religious leader friends. The Economist magazine makes predictions about various parts of our culture over the next year, and it predicted the continuing secularization of America, losing influence in our culture. And I think there's a war by some on Christianity, but I think it's mostly apathy, and it largely begins, as Martin Luther King used to tell us, with the good people in our churches who are not doing anything today. I work all the time, Jim, and that starts with church leadership. I've been trying to convince major Christian publications across the theological spectrum that they're ignoring the topic of economics and social justice and so on. And I've been getting pretty much a cold shoulder until after the election. This was the irony, Jim, is we were focused primarily, if you remember the ads, we were focused on homosexuality and same-sex marriage and so on. And after the election and we lost it, the Financial Times, The Economist, and The Wall Street Journal all said that the GOP had an insufficient economic message about how the economy can improve the lives of all of us if we know how to manage it properly. And since that time, I've seen a couple of the church, major church publications, actually do stories on how, for example, if you remember when Mary learned she was pregnant, she did a song which was called the Magnificat.
Right.
Which sounds very harsh toward the poor, and I would rephrase that.
It's in Matthew, if I remember, folks, if you want to look that up.
Yeah, but rather than being harsh, I think Mary was being very concerned. God loves the rich just as much as God loves the poor, but God does have what the Catholics call a preferential option for the poor, in that he has a special heart. Like, I've got three dogs, one of which is laying by my side here. And I have to admit that one or two of them kind of have a special place in my heart at times. And if you read the Gospels thoroughly, Jesus said he came to bring good news for the poor. It has a particular concern for the poor. And I think, and those are also, by the way, politically poor, Jim. And so there are times, you know, in the last two presidential elections, the words "the poor" have never been mentioned by either candidates or interviewers. It's all about the middle class, Jim.
Yeah.
It's almost like the poor have become non-represented in our democracy, and I think that's something.
Well, I will tell you this. In America, I don't know about the rich folks, but demonizing success is not going to be good for the poor.
Well, Mother Teresa used to say that, Jim.
Demonizing success, Gary, is not going to be good for the poor.
We have no right to judge the rich, is what Mother Teresa used to say, and that's true.
Well, I think rich millionaires, billionaires, is code for success, and there's a war on success, and I don't think that's good for the soul of America. It's certainly not doing what Abraham Lincoln called appealing to the better angels of our nature. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.